Hey, I want to jump in real quick. Somebody asked me the other day, what does the Corley Company do? Well, we do three things for nonprofits. One, we facilitate meetings. Yes, like board retreats where we discuss governance and strategy with all the members of the board. Number two, advise CEOs and help them as they make decisions and implement actions to drive their mission. And then finally, we produce podcasts such as this one, but also for a number of nonprofits to help you get the word out, get your message out. So if you're interested in any of these services, please feel free to reach out to Michael at thecorleycompany.com. Now back to the podcast. On this week's episode of the I501C, the podcast for nonprofit board members, I'd like to discuss that board member that just may not be pulling his or her weight. And what do I mean by that? Well, look, people join boards for any number of reasons. We've done podcasts on that, and there's really good reasons to join a board. Sometimes when people get on the board, it's not exactly what they expected, or their life gets busy outside of being on the board, or whatever the case may be. And perhaps they're not showing up to every meeting. Perhaps they're not prepping the material. So at the meeting, they're regurgitating things that have already been discussed. Perhaps they're out not speaking positively about your organization, not intentionally, but sharing candid conversations that they shouldn't. So sometimes board members need to be coached or counseled on how to benefit the organization, how to be a proper board member. And whose job do you think this is? Okay, nobody in the audience can answer, so I'll share. It is the board chair's responsibility. Oftentimes, we like to defer to the executive director and let her or him speak to the board members. But that's really not fair, is it? Because that's their boss. And to have that type of conversation really isn't something that they should have to do or be expected to do. So the board chair, this is why you get the big bucks. And it's to have those conversations with the board members that need to be coached or counseled for whatever reason. Remember, your job as this chair is to manage the board to support the organization. Yes, there's governance. Yes, there's fiduciary responsibilities, fundraising, but you manage the board. So when one of your quote-unquote employees, it makes the point, it's inaccurate, but your employees is not performing as he or she should, you really need to spend some time talking to them to understand the situation. And so what I would encourage is just a phone call. Hey, you haven't been to the last few meetings, for example, is something going on type thing. Just start that process because you may have to have a subsequent phone call if they don't show up again and try to learn and understand what the challenge may be. You know, one thing we don't want to do is to be accusatory or to tell them, well, we're going to kick you off. Look, this is a volunteer position and we want people to be able, this to be a joyous event and occasion for them to serve on the board. And if it's getting to the point that they may need to separate their board participation, we want to do it with grace, dignity, respect, and really create an opportunity for them to exit themselves from the board. And I'll share personal experience. I had this. I was board chair a number of years ago. There was somebody who was not attending board meetings. And when I spoke to him, it was because his schedule had gotten so busy because his work, his job was taken off. And it was a wonderful occasion. When I determined after speaking to him, he did not want to quit. He signed up for it. He committed to it. And in his mind, he had to fulfill his board service. However, in our mind, the rest of the board, we knew he was not participating. And when he did show up, he was so far behind because he had not prepped the materials and stayed up to date on the discussions. So as I shared with him and we discussed it, we created an opportunity for him to work on a committee. So he exited the board on his own fruition, came to that conclusion himself. We, of course, recognized him, celebrated him at a meeting, and then he moved into life after the board. In this case, it was a committee type thing. So that is an opportunity. I just encourage you, as you go through, do not let that type of behavior go unquestioned because you have a responsibility for the board, but it's also not something that's negative. It's just create the proper parting, the proper relationship between the two organizations. Similarly, if you've got a board member who may be acting inappropriately at board meetings, and what I mean by that, saying things when he or she shouldn't, who just speaks way too much, let me say, because sometimes people have a tendency to speak way too much, that is the board member's board chair's responsibility to counsel him or her one-on-one, offline, about, look, we've got This is what you said. It's inappropriate. We're focused on mission. This is what we're doing as a board, how we need to behave. And you hope somebody would receive that coaching very, very well. If they don't, and that behavior continues, then you'll have to continue to address it and then have a meeting with a couple other board members and that person, and then make whatever decisive action needs to happen down the road. That rarely, rarely happens. Most people will see the writing on the wall. Most people want to be contributory to the board, and most people will listen to the coaching that they've received. Not all, but most will do. So you always have that exception. So what do you do with the exception? With that board member who maybe is not a team player, not pulling his or her weight, says things that are inappropriate. Well, I can tell you, textbook is exactly what I just said a second ago, and then you would vote him or her off if their behavior was so disruptive and was not contributory. The reality is you'll probably wait him or her out, their term out, because none of us likes to make those ugly decisions. And remember what I said, any parting you want to do with grace and respect, because they are volunteers, regardless of any trouble they may be causing. And what you would do is you just want to isolate them, make sure they're not on specific committees, and you can keep them on the board, but just make sure that they're somewhat isolated. And that probably goes without saying until their term, the duration. If you can't find some other exit strategy that I mentioned earlier, and oftentimes you can, whether it's an alumni association, post board member alumni association, a committee, a project, something else to work on. So fortunately, that's very rare, but it does happen. And, in this day and age, it's just reality. So while we all welcome board members, everybody's a volunteer, we respect that. As board members, we still have an obligation to contribute to the organization, to wear that ambassador sash, that badge with pride, to go out and fundraise, and to be positive about the organization outside of the boardroom. Leave any discussions, negative, grappling arguments inside the boardroom. Once you get out, it's all about the mission or the organization, and you shouldn't do anything to diminish the pursuit of the mission of the organization. So there you have it, my thoughts on what to do with a board member who's not living up to the expectations of the roles and responsibilities of the board. I'm Michael Corley, and I will 501 see you next week.